Blog Talk Radio.
God be the glory for this opportunity. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. I understand you have a new single coming out and making quite a bit of a buzz. It's more of a Christ-like, a certain Christian perspective.
Yes, sir, absolutely is. God's blessing with this ability and reveal my passion of music and my purpose of using that for His glory. So any music that I create will be to glorify Him first and foremost. So I'm very, very thankful for that.
Yeah, very inspirational.
Thank you so much. Once again, to God be the glory. It's only through His hands I'm able to do this, and I hope to inspire people to pursue their passion and seek the Lord first. And so I'm very thankful for that.
How long have you been in the music industry now?
Before it was revealed to me that this was my passion, I used to dabble here and there. It's kind of, you know, that's the whole phrase of 20. I kind of, you know, I've always been inspired by music, and even in school would kind of pass a tape around and kind of do these different things. But I never really knew that music was what I was supposed to do until November 9, 2014, and just a little bit leading up to that. But November 9, 2014 is when God revealed to me, hey, this is what I've created you for. So I'm so thankful for that.
What was the breakthrough moment?
I've been saved since 2000. And there was just a lot of things that I was holding on to, a lot of fears that I was holding on to, a lot of disbelief and doubt. God knew that. And we were actually, I was in church and we're kind of going through a series called Ruth. And God just spoke directly to my heart, not only through the sermon, but spoke directly to my heart and just made it very clear for me that, you know, not only did I need to trust him fully, I needed to release my burdens, and he promises us that he carries that burden, and, you know, he takes our fears away. And not that I'm perfect by any means now, but my whole outlook on life is, man, I want to be the best example of Christ that I can be. And now at 31 years old, when this happened, you know, I finally felt alive, that I was waking up, and I had a reason for that. Not that I disliked my life or anything like that, but that I have a purpose, and it's connected with my passion and my spiritual gift to encourage people through using this ability that God's given me of creating music and singing and writing and recording. And man, I'm so thankful for that opportunity. So.
How about your songs? Are those a lot of them God-inspired? Do you think that it's – how do you come up with a lot of the tracks?
I think a lot of it is it's just experiences, either life experiences or maybe things that just hit me. Sometimes it just comes to me, and I believe that, you know, that's obviously you know, God giving me a gift. But it's, you know, it's experiences and just things that I absorb, things that I see throughout life. And I think, you know, it's just like this open range of things that can inspire a song. And then obviously when I go to create the song, I make sure that, you know, hey, I want to try to give my perspective from a Christ-like perspective and on all subject matters. So it's experiences, really, things that I've either lived through or anticipate going through, or things that I see that happen, you know, in the world. So it's a pretty cool process.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I also see that MTV is also having your music on their station, and then it's neat that you can cross to MTV.
Yeah, MTV provides such an awesome platform for new artists and even discovered artists. But for artists who are, you know, still very early in stages like myself, they allow through their platform artists to more or less market themselves, and you know, everybody can relate with the name MTV. You know, or I shouldn't say everybody, but a large portion of people can relate with that name of MTV. So them giving artists such as myself an opportunity to draw people, you know, to those artist pages and drive traffic there and release news and music and all that it's really an awesome opportunity. And I think that what they're doing over there is awesome. And, you know, I hope to be able to bring the music more and more to the forefront, you know, through that, through other avenues as well.
Are you also working on a tour?
We don't have anything that we can release yet, but yes, we're working on some show dates and tour dates, which we'll release as soon as those things are solidified, but definitely gearing up to do a tour of some sort, which I'm very excited for.
Where would you like to go?
To be honest with you, I'd like to go everywhere. I know that's very, very broad, you know, statement, but I would like to go anywhere. You know, I want to go where the Lord takes me to perform. And, you know, if I had to pick certain cities, I mean, I would love to do something even, you know, locally. The Verizon Center in Washington, D.C. is close to me, and I think it would be awesome just that I've gone and seen concerts there, and just to be able to share that stage would be amazing. But all across the spectrum, there's so many places that I would love to perform, but, you know, I'd just be so thankful to perform anywhere, to be honest with you. Just having people who are willing to come and hear my music and listen to it, man, what a blessing that is, and how humbling that is that people would want to take the time out, you know, of their day to come and listen to something that I, you know, music that's been created by myself. So I'd be thankful to perform anywhere.
Yeah, I love to see you all over, especially in Europe too.
Yes, absolutely.
So, what are some of the people that inspired you to get into music that you look up to?
Sure. I obviously, you know, the Lord first and foremost, but my grandmother, she always had a keyboard in her house, and she could play some things. I thought, oh, that was really cool. I've always looked up, you know, to her for, you know, doing things like that. My mother has always been very in tune with music. My father, he was a musician as well when he was younger. And then, you know, of course, your artists that you hear on the radio, Phil Collins, Journey. Bad Company. I mean, the list goes on and on. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Timex Social Club. There's so many that, you know, I've always thought music was cool. And then obviously I felt more and more drawn to it for a reason. So I was inspired by many people, I would say, for sure.
What instruments do you play?
Right now I am learning keyboard. I can play the drums moderately, but mainly my main focus is vocalist, writing and recording. But learning the keyboard, and that's been awesome. That's a really cool, fun thing to learn. It's like I said, it's more of a process for me, and being self-taught, but I love it. I like, you know, being able to create different sounds and using the beat machines and things like that to put things together, put arrangements together. I think it's really cool and really awesome, so I'm excited to be learning that along with, you know, being more of a lyricist myself.
Oh, so on the tracks, do you play any instruments on the tracks or just doing vocals?
Just vocals. Something that I do is, I think is awesome to support, rather, is the industry. You know, you have artists that are more of instrumentalists and things like that. So to be able to reach out with producers, you know, pretty much all over the country, all over the world, to reach out to those people and share in their art and support them and being able to put those together and mesh that together, I think that that's beautiful, and it supports the art community. So I think that that's awesome. So I definitely support in that regard.
Hey, one of your other tracks got lined up here. It's Release the Hold.
Yes, sir.
How did you come up with that track?
Release the Hold was, you know, I went through many, many, many years of my life trying to find the answers and the solution by myself, trying to fix things that I just wasn't capable of fixing. Like I said, I'm so far from perfect, and I still am to this day, but God uses imperfect people for his perfect plan, and there was just things that I was just holding on to, you know, literally holding on to, that would take so much time and energy from me that no matter what I did, no matter how hard I fought, I just wasn't going to be able to fix on my own. And Release the Hold is kind of a representation of, you know, for me, it was holding on to all those things, all those burdens. And then I finally let go of that and let God have it. And that's when things happen. That's when miracles happen. That's when God changed my life, when I said, you know what? I can't do it on my own. You know, I can try to be strong and I can be you know, strong in a lot of different aspects. But as far as fixing the things that are unfixable and fixing things, you know, out of my imperfections, I can't do that. And when I finally let go, that's when God took over. And, you know, for a lot of people, people can listen to that song. And I think everyone can relate with that, you know, holding on to things that, you know, we spend so much time and energy on, but we can't fix it on our own. And that's to inspire people to say, hey, we can't, but God can. And then when you let go, you know, in the lyrics, it says, feel the blood rush. And it's literally feeling that life come back to you when you say, man, I can't do this on my own, but there's a God that can. And if I let go of this, then there's new life in that.
And you just have to let go and have faith in God that He can take care of things.
Oh, absolutely. That's the only answer, you know, to those things is just to let go and let God, you know, work in the ways that only He can.
Release the hold here on Dr. Geo Show, Blog Talk Radio. Here it is, Earl.
Absolutely.
Loving that. Hey, so how can people out there get a hold of your music?
Sure. The main website is earlofficial.com. Then social media, we've got Instagram and Twitter is @EarlArtist. And then Facebook is Earl. My SoundCloud is Earl Official Music, all one word. And then there's four new singles released to iTunes and all digital music media outlets, Amazon, Google Play, Spotify, so on and so forth. But you're going to search Earl, Release the Hold, Earl, Fire the Fuse, Earl Restless, and Earl Crush Diamonds, all available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, all of those media outlets.
No, that's great. You have everything so available for people.
Yes, sir. I want people to have no reason why they can't get a hold of it. So we're trying our best to make sure that it's available for everyone on all platforms, all different phones and so on and so forth, so that everyone can get a hold of it.
So what's your favorite way to communicate with your listeners? Is it Twitter, Facebook, any other ways?
I actually like them all. Any of them is fine. Instagram tends to be one that moves maybe a little more rapidly. So Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, email, I'm fine with any one of them. I'm so thankful when fans want to connect and so on and so forth. So I'm fine with any platform that a fan wants to use is okay with me.
That's awesome. So the other track we have is Fire the Fuse, Talk Radio. How did you get the inspiration for Fire the Fuse? What's that all about?
Fire the Fuse is, I started to kind of really feel it weighed on me that, even as we talk about social media and things like that, that a large portion of society tends to want to support negativity, whether they know that they're doing it or not. But when something bad happens, we want to, support that and say, oh, okay, yeah, that's true, that really happened, or, so on and so forth. But when we want to talk about something that has hope and faith, it's like really quick we try to shut that down and say, oh, no, that's not possible, that can't be true. That's really the opposite of how society should view things. I mean, I just want people to understand, man, there is a hope, there is a truth, there is a light, and through God alone, there's a greater situation than just what's right in front of us. So that whole thing, I talk about the power of free will, coals in the palms of our hand. God does give us free will. Abolish something that has hope it just baffles me that we don't want to support things that are eternal and things that have value. And at the end of the song, I talk about, pretty much as the dust settles, that foundation is still there and God's still standing there with his arms open. He takes us as we are. And that's just absolutely beautiful that, like I make mistakes on a daily basis. And, God still stands there with his arms open, just welcoming me. And that makes me want to be more and more like him each and every day. So that's what that whole song is about. It's about, kind of that story of how people want to abolish a good thing, something that stands for hope and something greater than, what we just see in the news and the negativity in the world. So
true. Yeah, I love the positivity that you're expressing. And do you have any personal stories, any miracles that you have witnessed?
Oh, absolutely. if I'm to speak on something that directly, affects me, something just recently happened that was a miracle, let alone God, giving me salvation. But I was blessed to be on Fox 5 News, locally Fox 5 DC, recently, and I was working with the PR firm, and we had sent an email out. I had tried for so long trying to get someone to allow me to kind of share part of my story, which is really God's story. And I tried and tried and tried, and you know, I've been praying and been in specific prayer because there's so much power in that. And I was praying for God to open that door and just, you know, to continue to give me a sign. And God's given me so many signs, it's ridiculous. I continue to pray for this. And I actually was on vacation, and we had sent an email out the day before. I was going to leave vacation. This was on a Wednesday, and Thursday was the day I was supposed to leave. We were going to leave in the later evening. And my wife and I were sitting there, and we knew that we kind of had gotten contact with Fox 5, but we weren't 100% sure how everything was going to work. So I got a call from Mr. Dominic Natty, and he contacted me and had Miss Tisha on the line, and they pretty much were like, hey, we want to cover your story, but it's now or never. And I had to tell them that I was out of town, and there was no way I was going to make it the distance that I had to travel and the time that they wanted me to travel. And so Mr. Natty clicked over and was talking to the woman, and I just prayed. I said, God, if this is what you want to work out, you've got to do it. And he clicked back over and said, Earl, you got to get on the road and head there. They're willing to wait a little bit, but I got on the road. There was a 6.5 mile backup at this tunnel. I was at the beach, so to get inland there, you have to go through a tunnel. 6.5 mile backup, and then an accident blocking 3 lanes on the alternate route. So me and my wife set out to try to make it back up to D.C. And somehow, some way, my wife's phone had never done this, but it glitched, and we made it around the 6.5 mile backup. We made it around the accident. We hit maybe a quarter mile of traffic, and my wife was telling us we had traffic all the way up to D.C. off and on. We didn't hit a single bit of traffic and had a parking spot right next to the sound studio there at Fox 5. And my pastor's always said, God's not a God of coincidence. He's a God of connecting dots. And I truly believe that. And I think if the world started to think in those terms, you would see that God guides and directs, and that was God alone. I mean, me making it there, me talking a 6.5 mile backup, there's just no way that I was going to even remotely make it there in a somewhat timely manner. And there's been so many miracles that God's performed. Me talking with you right now to share with people, that's a miracle in itself. And all glory to God alone. It's not anything I've earned. Anything that I've done, it's just God who's just, his grace is endless, and his mercy is just far beyond what I would ever deserve. So, I've got a ton of miracle stories that I've seen, you know, experienced going through other people's lives and in my own. So, you know, to God be the glory for sure.
Yeah, that was definitely God's hand. He wanted you to be there, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
And that's right. You being here is definitely the will of God, and you're doing what you love. Here's Fire the Fuse here on Blog Talk Radio.
Good day.
So much. I appreciate that.
Well, we're kind of at the end of our show, but I wanted to ask you, what did you wanted to say to everybody before we go?
I just wanted to say thank you so much, everyone, for listening in. I'm so thankful to be able to share with you all, share my music, give God the glory first. And I want to thank you so much for having me on the show. I wish you nothing but the best. And thank you so much for this opportunity. It's definitely something I'll never forget. And I'm so thankful for you allowing me to be on your show to share. And I appreciate that. God bless.
God bless you also. You're very welcome. And we'd love to have you back. And let us keep us posted on any new happenings. Keep us posted about your
sure.
great career.
Thank you so much. I sure will.
All right. Well, you have a great day. Thank you once again, Earl, and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. You have a blessed day as well. Take care.
Thanks.
Well, the first don't last, we'll keep that past.